Blog Talk Radio.
I'm saying a lot of y'all guys don't realize how value works and stuff, all right? But what I'm saying for you guys out there that's really important here is that all that stuff that sometimes y'all see on porn, it works. It works. I don't know if it's a prank. We'll just see. 848, what's your call? What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, man? I want to know if you can help me make this girl come tonight.
Go ahead and call her. Or you want to text her?
All right, man.
You
hold on.
Wait, what do you want to do?
I'm going to call her right now. Yeah.
You want to call her right now? Okay. Hey, motherfucker. You ain't going to call no girl right now. You lying, motherfucker. You always tell motherfucker lying. He's just too anxious. You can hear he's anxious. He's just playing around, dog. He ain't serious. He wasn't serious. But what I'm saying to y'all guys out there, man, is that a lot of y'all guys have to understand that women love touching themselves. They love riding bicycles. They love sitting on washer machines. They love the feeling. Now, and follow me what I'm saying to y'all guys. Understand this. Now, if you guys could come like women, because you know how it feels when you come, right? You know that feeling. So think about a woman gets to do that 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. She can do that as many times as she wants. Whereas for us, we could do it, but we got to take a break, and then we got to retool and then go again, and it'll take a little bit longer than last time. So it takes us a little bit longer, but what I'm saying is that women love that stuff. Women love that stuff, okay? And that was a joke, man. That wasn't someone serious. You could see the thing is when somebody's serious, they're not that anxious. He wasn't serious. He was just joking around. That was a prank call, man. We know how they go. So, but what I'm saying is that a lot of people think that women are not sexual, dirty, and nasty, and that's not a knock or bad thing. But what I'm trying to tell you guys that's really important to know is that. This is why I do dinner. This is why dinner is important, because I'm setting all the pieces up by the masturbation. Yeah, assuming they masturbate at work and all that stuff. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me tell you the biggest problem why women don't fuck like guys the way y'all want them to fuck, all right? I'm going to ask y'all guys a question. I want to see if y'all can answer the question. What do the majority of these YouTubers have in common that make women not want to fuck you guys? What do y'all think? Come on, answer the question. What do most of these YouTubers have in common that make women not want to fuck you guys? What is it? What do y'all think it is? Anybody? Y'all can. It's no bad answer. Just go ahead and let me know. But what do y'all think it is? What do most YouTubers do? Oh, hey, whoa. Well, nope. Done. He got it. HS. A plus 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 plus. Hear what I'm saying out. Listen now. Listen to how crazy this sounds, okay? I want you to follow me on this because this is important. Great job, H. This is what's important. Most of those guys want pussy, but they want to judge a woman for giving them pussy. Do you see how crazy it is? They want a one night stand, or they want quick sex, right? But they're the first people to judge women on what they do. And when guys listen to guys that complain about women, they're the ones that judge women for doing the shit that they do. And that's why women don't even want to fuck with those guys. Because listen, Don't get it wrong. Please listen to me. Please understand. What did I tell you? Remember the German chick that look. I tell you what she kind of looked like. Hold on. Let me show you. Let me show you what she used to look like. She didn't look just like her, but her lips and some of her features. All right, let me show you. So she looked like I'm going to give you a good photo of what she looked like. Now, remember, she was German. And she looked like her from the 80s. Let me find one that kind of resembles her ass. So the German chick that I was trying to get at, right? Fuck. I'm trying to find one without all the fucking, there was no plastic back then. She was just like, hold on, I got it. I don't watch this shit. Hold on. All right, so she kind of looked like, kind of like this. I mean, not like her, but her lips and her features was kind of, she was kind of like that with a fucking body. All right, she kind of looked like Kelly LeBrock, but that was the closest I could kind of give you, like, what she looked like, okay? And what happened was, again, people thought that she was special. She had an entourage of guys, and when I told somebody I'm going to get there, he was like, you ain't got no shot at her, right? I told you that shit, remember? And I was in Frankfurt, okay? I was in Baumholder, Germany, and what happened was one of the guys had a girlfriend in Frankfurt, so we went to Frankfurt, Germany, and we went to a club in Frankfurt, and she was at that club. It was just like, I don't know, everything lined the fuck up. She was sitting at the bar by herself. Nobody would even talk to her, touch her. You remember, I always keep telling y'all, remember when I went to Orlando? They got this thing in Orlando. It's not city streets. I don't know. It's like a block of clubs or something. It's a place in Orlando where it's just nothing but a strip of clubs and shit. But that's a whole different story. But what I'm saying is that I went over there and I just started spinning yakking her motherfucking ear. Putting flavor all in her ear to a point where she said, let's get out of here. And we didn't even get to the house. We just fucking in the car. And that's what I'm saying to all you guys. I know, yes, I admit it. The only time that I didn't use a rubber. Yes, that was the, I admit it. That was the only time I didn't use a rubber. Sorry. I admit that. At least I'm honest about it. But what I'm saying to you guys is this. Is that the reason why I get to sleep with women faster is because I don't judge them for being dirty, nasty, and freaky. I don't judge them. Remember the one I broke up with? You remember her kick was me nut jerking off on her eggs, remember? She would scramble eggs up and have them on a plate, put it on the side of the bed, and guys, listen to me. I'm talking about a lady that makes like, the money don't matter, but she was making low six figures. She was a lawyer and shit, right? Her thing was scrambling some eggs, putting it on a plate, putting the plate on the counter beside us while we fucking. And when it's time for me to nut, she always wanted me to jerk off on the eggs so she can eat them. For a lot of y'all guys out there, is that Freelance, I'm trying to tell you the other story, man. Can we get off of that shit? You asking too many questions, man. Yeah, I did. I ain't gonna lie, I did, man. All right, so but let me finish. But what I'm saying is for you guys out there, is that every woman has a kink. They have something that's really that it's like it's just their dirty side of them, right? But the only way you have access to that is by not judging. And the problem is that what is the flavor of the month that's going on, guys? It's judging women for being single mothers or, you know, they look for every reason to judge women, right? And what I'm saying to y'all guys, hold on, I need to go to commercial. I'm not supposed to have anything before after 12 o'clock. So hold on a second. I got 30 minutes. I got to grab something real quick. Let me do a quick commercial and grab something real quick. Give me a second. Let me do a quick commercial. Let me grab something real quick because I'm not supposed to eat anything or take any fucking aspirin or anything like that before the surgery. So give me a second. Let me find something I can play real quick. I gotta just run and get something real quick. Give me a second. Fuck. Shit, where is it at? I'm trying to see. No. Yeah, just give me a second. I just need to get some medicine real quick and shit. I can't. I got a certain time. I can't. They tell me I can't have nothing after a certain hour, so I got a before 12 o'clock, you know, before I turn into a fucking gremlin and shit. Let me grab, where the fuck is it at? We're not done. We'll go to a quick commercial, just a quick commercial. Just give me 1 second. I just got to run and get some real quick, and we can finish kicking the show. Bam, bam, bam. Let me see if this is it.
How many YouTube videos and fucking bad information is it going to take to show you that in order to understand women, you have to realize that being a man has nothing to do with what a woman says, thinks, or does. As soon as you make it about her, you become her. Are you tired of bending over backwards just for some hug crumbs, a fucking bullshit message, or maybe just some pussy? Fuck out of here with that bullshit. Do you want to learn what it takes to make that woman want to fuck you more than anything? The Man Mindset membership can get you there. This membership offers you a wide range of PDF files, product discounts, and 4 hours a month of never-seen information. Join our membership today.
All right, I'm back. I'm back, but yeah, so what's happening is a lot of guys out there are judging women. And because they're out there judging women, women are not going to show guys what they like to do. And because they don't like to show guys what they like to do, it gives guys the impression that women don't like sex when they do. They actually like it. But they're not just going to have it with just anybody. And that's what I'm trying to say. What YouTube has done is that I'm not grabbing no eggs, fuck y'all. But what YouTube has done is it has fucked everything up for a lot of you guys. Because a lot of these young men are walking contradictions. Some of them are like this. I want to have sex with a woman. But then they'll be the first ones to call her a slut for giving her pussy, for giving up pussy. You see what I'm saying? And I think that's really part of the problem that's going on with a lot of people. What they're doing is they're walking contradictions. And the thing is, a lot of women are not going to be with anyone like that. And that's something that y'all need to learn and understand. Because there are a lot of people out here that judge women. And because they judge women so much, a lot of these women aren't doing anything. A lot of these women aren't willing to let themselves go. They're not willing to do that. And I think that's part of the problem that's happening right now. And what women are doing is that they will be more open to a man that doesn't judge them. You see what I'm saying? They're more open to a man because the thing about a man is we know what the situation is. And because we know what the situation is, this is not going to be any type of judgmental thing. I know what you are. I know what I am. I know what we are. And guess what? Because we are what we are, I'm not going to change things. I'm not going to judge you for what you do and what you are. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what they always do. They do a lot of slut shaming. And that's part of the problem. Guys, we got the lines open. If y'all want to call in, we'll shut them down if y'all want. But, yeah, this is going to be the last show for 2 weeks. So what we'll do is we'll definitely get into questions and all other stuff. But at the end of the day, guys, what y'all have to understand as far as dinners is that dinners are given after she shows value and worth. You see, all right, follow me real quick. I'm not in the green. I'm above the green. Why? Because she's already cooking for me. She's already got my video game system. She's got food set up in her house. She's got all this stuff set up, right? So me spending money on dinner still keeps me in the green. All right, think about this. Let me tell you the regular guy. See, most guys spend money for sex, right? And sometimes they don't get sex, which puts them in the red. That means they're not getting a return off their investment, if that makes any sense, guys. They're not getting a return off the investment, okay? And what I'm saying to you is that I already got my return. So it doesn't hurt me to take them – excuse me, it doesn't hurt me to take them out to dinner because I'm already in the green. I can never fall below the red. I'll never hit red. And what keeps me above the green is that afterwards I take them out to dinner, we're going back to my place or theirs. So, but no. Well, listen, I'm not saying women don't like one-night stands. I'll tell you that. All right, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. All right. So, in order to understand what I'm about to tell you about, you got to be part of this kind of, you got to know sex, orgies, threesomes. You got to kind of be around the block to understand what I'm about to tell you. See, for a lot of you guys out there, if you ever went to a club, now let me explain how it works. I always call it, and y'all remember I used to call it Elysium? Y'all remember that back in the day? What, 14 years ago, I think it was? When did Elysium come out? Because that's when I started using it. Hold on, let me tell you when that came out. I'll tell you when it came out, then I'll tell you when I started using the word. Because I'm timeless here. I'm a time capsule. Hold on, let me see here. It's a movie starring Jodie Foster. Let me see. All right, so I'm going to tell you when Elysium came out because this is when I started using it. So it was 7 years ago. 7 years ago, 2013. I used it in 2013. So in 2013, I started using the word Elysium. Now, what I meant by that was, when I was explaining to people, was that the thing about rich people, okay, can have whatever they want whenever they want it, right? But for a lot of women or husbands, they have a kink, okay? It's a kink. And for some of the husbands out there, now y'all call it cuckolding or whatever, but for some of y'all out there, they have kinks. A kink could be the husband wanting to watch his wife fuck somebody, right? Or it could be the wife wanting to fuck somebody while the husband watches, all right? Rich people have lots of kinks. And you, they, like, in rich neighborhoods around here, they got this thing called bunco. And they call them bunco parties. And what they do is they do what they did in the 70s. They would have these parties, and they would take the car keys and put them in the bowls. And then the women will pull the car keys, and then the car keys match up with the guy. So, I mean, sex is going on a lot. And it's not just sex. It's drugs and a lot of other shit. But I want to kind of show you, give you an example of what I'm talking about. So what happens is that, wait, let me unplug y'all for this shit. Hold on, let me unplug y'all for this shit. Hold on, let's unplug ourselves before we talk about this shit. This is some other shit. Hold on a second. All right, we're back. All right, so. All right, so what I was saying is this to y'all guys. So, like I was saying, is that. What I was saying was this to y'all guys, man. All right, so what I'm saying to y'all guys is this, and this is important, that for a lot of you guys out here, that what y'all have to see and what y'all have to understand is how sexuality works with women and how they love certain things. They love sex. Raunchy sex, stranger sex, you name it. They love all that stuff. And what happens is they decide to leave their rich neighborhood. It's like them leaving Beverly Hills, you know, the rich area. That's why I call it Elysium. It's a rich area. And what they will do is they will either go downtown or they will go to the outskirts. There's three levels of clubs, okay? You got the downtown where you got more of the ritzy, you know, places, and there are some places downtown for the regular guy. And then you have the outskirts, and that's usually where the lesbians and the gay pride, you know, the gay clubs are usually on the second level of the city. And then you have, like, I won't say the hood. You got some hood, what we call hole in the walls. You got some hood stuff, but you got different places. You know, it's just... Every city is a mixture of a lot of that stuff, right? So what happens is that when it works like this, you've got to be vetted, okay? Because, okay, let me explain something. When you're dealing with people that make high, mid, and high six or seven figures, they got to make sure that you ain't going to fuck up their life. I mean, it's just, you know, it's calculated shit going on that a lot of y'all don't understand. But please understand the rules. People are not going to fuck up their lives, all right? So what happens is that when she spots you or he spots you, because one of them going to spot you. And this is nothing about bisexual or gay. Now, please let me say that again. This is a situation where either the husband wants a bull or being a cuck situation, or the wife wants to fuck somebody and have the husband watch. It's just what they do. Yes, there's drugs and drinking and shit, but I don't talk about all that shit because it's nothing to do with what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is that what happens is that, and for a lot of y'all guys, you don't even understand how even happens. You could be at the bar chilling, right? And a guy walks up to you and starts talking to you. out of the blue. Now, for a lot of you guys that aren't in this lifestyle or was in the lifestyle, you're going to take it like you think the guy is trying to pick you up. You know what I mean? You're going to get defensive. You know what I mean? You're gonna be in a position where you're like, yo, man, you need to get the fuck out of my way, man. I don't like, you know what I mean? You'll get defensive. But the guy's only talking to you because that's the process of the interview. That's what I'm saying, okay? So what's going to happen is he's just going to talk to you. Once he feels comfortable enough or safe enough with you, he's going to say, hey, you know, my wife or my girlfriend, you know, she's at the table. Hey, why don't you come over and have drinks with us? They're going to offer you to come to the table. Now, the table is where both of them are going to vet you again, but it's going to be more the woman. And what's going to happen is the woman is going to give her husband a signal. Now, the signal that she gives him is going to be a tap on the leg, or she's going to touch his leg or something like that. And two things are going to happen. Either he's going to get up and leave so y'all can talk amongst yourselves. He'll be that, like, you know, I'm going to get some drinks. I'll be right back. She's going to say, let's go dancing and take you on a dance floor. Or they're going to say, you know what? Why don't we do this? You know, we got a room. Or, you know what? Probably going to have a get together, a party at our place. Would you like to come? It's going to be an offer to you. But for a lot of you guys, I mean, some of this shit's going to be over your head because this is like, I'm just trying to tell you how it works because it's an intricate thing. But you cannot judge. You know, he'll sit in the corner and just watch you fuck his wife. That's just how it is. It's just the weirdest. It's not for me to judge. But, you know, they these kind of people are woven into something even bigger than that night. They have orgies and stuff like that. You remember I told you, me and my boy, when we were on the phone chat line thing back in the day, and a guy, you know, you're talking and doing all the chatting, right? Usually women, it's always women. And then sometimes you get a guy on there trying to talk to you. We was about to cuss him out. And he's like, no, wait. Don't hang up. Don't click. I just want to let you know something. Hold on, wait. Let me talk to you real quick. You know, and he was like, look, check it out. I'm not gay or anything like that. But look, I heard y'all too, because me and my boy used to do skits and shit to pull women, but that's a whole other thing. He said this, look, I got this thing. And he said, this is how it works. You pay $50 a year, and you'll be on a list. And what they do is they'll have they'll tell you the apartment or the house or the woman that wants to fuck. Now, some guys will have a wife that wants to fuck three guys or two guys, or, you know, she wants a bunch of dicks. And if you're on the list, you'll get the call. But the way it works is that when you are on this list, it's kind of like, Rob, I'll talk about it in a second. You remember that movie with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman? Forgot the name of the movie. I can't remember the name of the movie. But what I'm saying is that it was kind of like that. It was like, you know, it's anonymous. You come in there, there's rubbers, KY, lube, and as you walk in, a bunch of men on the wall and a bunch of women on the floor eating each other out. It's a crazy thing. It's crazy. But what I'm saying is, Eyes Wide Shut. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I appreciate that. But Rob, you never make a play on the wife. You got to let them play you. That's the problem. Don't play the wife. Let them invite you in. Remember, this still is the rule of the vampire. Remember I told you, rule of the vampire. Let the husband and wife invite you, because Let me tell you how deep it gets with business. This is. I'm gonna get deep with y'all for a second. The way it works, once you're in with that couple, that means you're in the whole scenario situation of the orgy, of the orgies and shit they're gonna have, which also gives you access to other guys and other groups of, or it's like a virus that spreads in a good way, of course. But what happens is that when you go to a orgy or something like that, right? The way it works is when you get there, you just act normal. Don't act excited and all that other stuff. It's just you act normal. They got a room that they call, there's this room called a cigar room. Now, again, I don't smoke. I just know what it's called because it's a room where most rich people do business two places. Sometimes at the strip clubs, or not really. Either in the cigar room or at the country club playing golf. A lot of business deals are kind of worked there. I mean, from what I've seen. And again, I'm not saying it's all the way across the board. But when you get in a cigar room, these motherfuckers are talking money and shit. They talking about the cars they bought, the places they're flying, and where they're going. And, you know, when you're in there, you just, it's all business. But out there is pleasure. You know, there's a dance floor, they're dancing, there's a DJ, drinks, and there's shit going on all over the house, man. It's just like a big fuck fest type thing. But what happens is that it's kind of like Eyes Wide Shut. It's like once you're in with everybody. And when it's like when we're with you in this environment, I want to see you fuck my wife. But if we give you a call to come play golf with us or go to the country club. Now, y'all ever, if you ever seen a movie, because I want to connect this shit with movies that I've seen. There's a movie, I think it's called a Guy Ritchie movie called Layer Cake. Layer Cake. And a lot of shit went down at the country club, right? Well, what these guys like to do is they like to golf and then they like to sit at the damn table at the country club and they just talk shit, or not shit, but make moves and stuff. You know what I mean, guys? And what y'all guys have to understand is, now again, I'm not going to talk about the business aspect because it's about who you know. It's not about what you know. It's really about who you know. But when it comes to sex, that's okay. Remember I told you guys that the one thing I always used to do was I would put a map of the city on one of my walls, and I would take a marker. I draw all the way down. I draw all the way across. Section 1, 2, 3, and 4, right? Well, what I'm telling you guys now, it's enhanced. It's better for you guys. See, the thing is, like tomorrow, not really. The best day is Saturday and Monday. I would say Saturdays and Monday. The best thing to do on Monday or Saturday in the daytime or in the morning is go to a rich, like the Whole Foods or the grocery store. It's like a fucking club. And Monday mornings is the best time to go grocery shopping, if you want to go grocery shopping, because that is like a club. The women are at-home wives and shit like that, and they're dressed like they're in a club. It's crazy, man. But where do the black orgy and swinger come? But Jay, that's your problem, Jay. Don't put a color on this, Jay, because you're boxing yourself in. Don't box yourself in. Just you'll meet them. Just if you're there and they're there, you'll meet them, because there's going to be black, Spanish, Asian, Italian, Russian, German. It's just different ethnicity. So don't just look to one couple. But what I'm saying is that a lot of y'all don't understand women like at your job. I'm sure you have women that are managers, CEOs, bosses, or fucking directors, right? And they are into wine like air. Wine is their relaxing. They're, you know, the cat, the wine, TV, and a good book, and maybe masturbating in between there or something like that. But the thing is, women love attention that's good. And it's easy to pull a woman when you are confident in yourself, because just because she makes a lot of money doesn't mean she's still awkward. Because it's like the guy that makes a lot of money, but he's terrible with women. There's a lot of guys like that. A lot of guys who make money, they're focused on money, but they're really awkward when it comes to women. Well, there's a lot of women out there the same way. A lot of the same thing, man. And the thing that y'all have to understand is that when you meet people that have money, don't look at the money. Look at the person and how they act and act and stuff like that. When you do that, it helps you out better, and it gives you a better chance at smashing that woman. Not only smashing a woman, but it also gives you a better chance when you're dealing with, guess what, couples. Because I'm telling you right now, and these are the decisions you got to make, because some husbands will have you on a retainer. And like I told you before, the game has changed now, where now it's about you getting a phone call from their fucking secretaries and shit. They'll say things like, hey, Rob, how you doing, Rob? I just want to give you our itinerary. Well, the Uber Black is going to pick you up at 5:30. Your flight number is going to be, you're going to go United Airways flight 56, blah, blah, blah. You're going to have a round trip destination. Don't worry, your first class. You're going to get there. You're going to land at this time. And there's going to be a guy with a sign that says Rob on there, you know, your name. And he's going to take you to this hotel. This is the name that you are checked in under, okay? And then when you check in under, this is going to be your itinerary. And then this is going to be how you go home. And that's the new thing now, where they're calling you to tell you what's going to happen. And it's either, and I'm not saying it's going to be a trip to Paris or Italy or nothing like that. It may be going to the ski resort or going to Vegas or, you know, going to Florida or going to California. Or it's a getaway thing where a person that has some kind of influence, they people that have cake don't really do their shit around the area. They go out of town. But even though they go out of town, it doesn't mean they're not going to take you. And that's what I'm saying. A lot of these women, now don't get me wrong, there are some women that will want to see you on the side, absolutely. But there's also the women that's going to want to have you, own you, and control you. Okay? Yeah, well, but that's the thing. A lot of these women, see, when you're dealing with people that make money, they're always in the office or making deals. They're always working. They're always grinding. And a lot of these women, and what happens with a lot of women, is that they love the lifestyle in the beginning. They love that. They love the mink coats and the nice dresses and the Prada and all that shit, the jewelry. But after a while, it just gets boring to them. They get bored, and I know it sounds crazy, but women get bored after a while, and that's why the pool boy, not the pool boy, but the pool man, or the guy that cleans the pool, or the guy that cuts the grass and shit like that, the FedEx guy, the Amazon, DHL, the UPS guy, they always the ones doing all the fucking on the side, because the wife, you know, she wants what she wants, you know what I mean? And it happens a lot. And a lot of people don't know or understand how that works, but this game is something totally different. It's a higher level game, but a lot of people need to learn and understand the rules of the game. There are a lot of rules that come along with this stuff. And if you don't stick and run by the rules, you're going to have problems and issues, and that's the truth. A lot of women are not going to fuck. See, the worst thing that happens to a lot of you guys is called word of mouth. And the worst word of mouth you want to get is that you can't keep your fucking mouth closed. That's gonna put you out of the motherfucking game. As soon as you start opening your mouth and putting business out there, that's the worst thing you do, because they need to trust you. They need to trust that even though I'm doing all this fucking and doing all this stuff, that you can't put my business out. Because if you put my business out there, we can't fuck with you. You know what I mean, guys? So I want y'all to understand that. Yeah, Lucifer, listen, women have no problem getting a hotel for you and fucking you. And women have no problem who have money. They have no problem with buying you things. And you know, there was always a rule. Never accept a car. Don't ever. Now, it'll start off slow. It'll be money. And then it'll be like, I was at this place and I saw this watch. One of those watches you can't afford, right? And then after a watch, it's some more jewelry. And then after the jewelry, it's, you know, let's go shopping. You know, I've got the credit card, and I'm talking about credit cards that have different color, like solid white ones or solid black, like the kind you've never seen before type credit card, or the kind of shit where they go to the fucking store and they know them by name and they don't have to buy anything. They just grab the shit and put it on their, y'all don't understand wealth, man. there are motherfuckers that will literally go to these shops. Because they're so well known, they will walk in and say, give me that in that size. Okay, they'll get it, bag it, and give it to them, and they'll walk right out the fucking store. And the reason they're doing that is because they on credit. But that's how deep this motherfucking game is. When you see, y'all guys have been fucking with women that really ain't doing shit. But when you doing shit, when shit's really going down, oh, man, dude, let me tell you, it's weird. But, again, before the COVID happened, of course, shit got a little weird and shit got a little crazy because at the time, a lot of my clients weren't used to what I call. See, most of you guys, look it up, most of you guys love Uber. Y'all know about Uber and Lyft. Most of y'all know about Uber. Most of you guys know about Lyft. But what most of you guys don't know about is a thing called Uber Black. Uber Black. And Uber Black, look it up, is what motherfuckers do. They don't do Ubers. They go Uber Black. And Uber Black are the fancier cars and all that shit. You know what I mean? That's the fancy shit. So, I'm just saying for y'all guys to understand how all this shit, you know, is working and moving and stuff. What y'all got to know is y'all got to act like you've been there before. The worst thing you can do is not act like you've been there before, but be all excited about shit. You got to, you know, when she tells you, you're going to be in this suite. And don't worry, I'll be there in a little while. I got, you know, some meetings and all that shit to take, and I'll see you when you get upstairs. You got to be all right, cool. Because she again, and this is not me, this is not me trying to, wait, I'm going to take the lumber off. This is not me trying to give women an excuse to shit. But what y'all got to understand, a lot of y'all don't get, is a lot of women out there, a lot of women...